Getting to the airport. After years of study, I have determined there are only two types of people in this world. Those who get to the airport early, and those who stroll in as the plane is about to take off. If there were any justice in this world, the early airport people would be rewarded for doing the right thing, and the late airport people would be punished. But there is no justice. The early airport people get ulcers, heart attacks, and bite their fingernails to the bone. The late airport people barely are aware they are flying. I once found myself in an airport bar with a man on the same flight as me. Our flight had been called 3 times, but he insisted we stay for another round. If we miss this one, there's always another plane in an hour, he said, signaling for 2 more drinks. To Dhahran, Saudi Arabia, I said. There isn't another flight for a week. I have a theory, he said. If you miss your flight, it's because God didn't want you to go. This is clearly a guy who is never going to get an ulcer. Early airport people suffer another abuse. They are called exactly what they are, wimps. I know, I was an early airport person for years. My luggage will get on the plane first, I told myself. Indeed it will, which makes it the last luggage they take off the plane when you land. You know who really gets his luggage first? The late airport person who strolls into the airport 3 minutes before the plane takes off. The pilot is practically in the air when these people are still paying off the taxi. Then they make a big fuss at the gate in order to get their luggage on board. And when we finally take off, all us wimps know that not only will that late luggage be the first off the plane, but it is probably sitting on top of our luggage, crushing our shirts. But if I get there real early, I told my old wimpy self, I will get the best seat. Well, just try to show up early and get the seat you want. Go ahead and try. No matter how early I showed up, I was always told that someone had called 2 or 3 years ahead of me and asked for that seat. I figured it was a conspiracy. I figured there was someone in America who called every airline every day and said, "Is that wimp Simon flying somewhere today? If he is, give me his seat." The ultimate embarrassment of the early airport person happened to me a few years ago, when I was flying from LaGuardia to O'Hare. When I got to the ticket counter, the person there said, "Sir, you have a seat on the 9:15 a.m. flight to Chicago, is that right?" Yes, I said. Well, it's only 7 a.m., and the 7:05 a.m. flight has not left yet. If you hurry, you can make it. Do you think so? I was too embarrassed to say that I arrived at airports early so I wouldn't have to hurry. Instead, I ran down the corridor to the plane. I climbed on board, out of breath, red-faced, and stumbled over a woman's legs to get to the last unoccupied seat. The woman I stepped over was no wimp. She had the guts to complain. You should get to the airport earlier, she snapped at me. I was here early, I said weakly, but then somehow I wasn't anymore. After a lifetime of arguing over whether I really have to pack 24 hours in advance and set the alarm clock 4 hours ahead, I have learned one other fact about early airport people and late airport people. They always marry each other.